This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign comes to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of voters are heading to polling places across the country to help decide whether to keep Republican incumbent President Donald Trump as the American leader for the next 4 years or oust him in favor of the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 97 million people have already cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. Many voters are voting early to avoid exposure to crowds and possible infection by the coronavirus. The total 2020 vote count by some estimates could reach a U.S. record of 150 million or more. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. In some areas, the pre-election atmosphere is tense. In some cities, including New York City and Washington, D.C., some merchants have boarded up their storefronts to prevent potential damage and looting in case violence erupts. At least two people have died after a gunman opened fire in Vienna, Austria, near the city's main synagogue. One of the two dead is believed to be an attacker. Witnesses said several shots were fired in Austria's capital city shortly after 8 p.m. local time. On Monday, Austrian broadcaster ORF said 15 people are being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the attack. Seven of those are believed to be seriously injured. Austria's interior ministry has called the shooting an apparent terrorist attack and warned that one of the attackers may still be at large. This is VOA News. Rescue teams in Turkey have pulled two girls out alive Monday from under the rubble of their collapsed apartment buildings 3 days after a strong earthquake centered in the Aegean Sea rocked Turkey and Greece. A 14-year-old girl was removed from the wreckage after being trapped for some 58 hours. 7 hours later, rescuers pulled out a 3-year-old girl whose mother and two sisters had been rescued 2 days earlier. That child, who spent 65 hours in the wreckage of her collapsed apartment, became the 106th person rescued alive, according to the state-run Anadolu News Agency. At least 91 people have been killed and nearly 1,000 injured by the earthquake, which toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least two Greek islands where two school children lost their lives. The U.S. Geological Survey rated the earthquake as a 7.0. Istanbul's Kandili Institute and Turkey's Emergency Management Agency gave the earthquake a 6.9 rating and 6.6, respectively. The deadly earthquake originated from a 250-kilometer fault line off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. It streamed across the Aegean Sea that divides Turkey and Greece. Hundreds of aftershocks followed the earthquake. A wave of COVID-19 lockdowns and curbs has stirred resistance across Europe. The United Kingdom, which has one of the highest official death tolls in Europe from COVID-19, actually the highest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases per day. Scientists have warned that the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended a second lockdown in England from critics who said it was either unnecessary or too late, arguing now is the time to prevent a medical and moral disaster. Those are the words of Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Great Britain. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said now is the time for world leaders to act. Tedros was addressing a WHO news briefing in Geneva, Switzerland. He's been self-isolating after announcing on Twitter that he was in contact with a person infected with COVID-19. That announcement came yesterday. The virus has infected nearly 47 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths. Slovakia's prime minister said more than 3.6 million Slovaks, two-thirds of the population, took part in a widely watched nationwide coronavirus testing program over the weekend. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.